The national costume of Bunyevtsi is a form of Pannonian costume. The Pannonian costume is a domestic product dominated by linen garments supplemented with handicrafts made of leather, wool, and fur. However, the traditional folk costume of the Pannonian region underwent significant changes in the second half of the 19th and the beginning of the 20th century, when it was affected by the strong influence of European fashion. The European costume was considered among the rural population to be the most modern at the time. Since the beginning of the 19th century, thanks to the influence of European fashion, a two-part costume has appeared. Blouses and skirts represented this clothing novelty for married women. The blouse was buttoned up to the neck, full or half-length, waisted in the middle, with sleeves that were narrower at the bottom and more pleated at the shoulders. The skirt was cut and hewn from 4 to 6 halves and went down to the ankles. Another significant change in the appearance of the costume, with regard to the type of material form in which the costume was made, was silk, which came into use with the advent of industrially woven material. This material was woven on Jacquard's mechanical loom. The loom was constructed in 1801 by the Frenchman Joseph-Marie Jacquard. It had a program that consisted of a series of punched metal cards that controlled the operation of the loom. The control rods fell into the holes on the card, and different combinations of perforations created different designs and patterns of woven material, which dramatically improved the quality and the design of fabrics. The simplest repetitive patterns could fit on one card, while the more complex ones required an entire deck. Based on the arrangement of the holes on the card, the loom chose the colors that should be used in certain places. When the cards were laced together, the loom could weave a pattern that would be replicated. One of the centers of this production was the city of Lyon in France, so this material was called Lyon silk in our area. Lyon silk, with plush branches and other floral motifs, an atlas monochromatic silk made an atlas embroidery that has a shiny, smooth, dense, and firm structure on the surface of the fabric, were most often used for making women's Bunyevats silk costumes. Women most often chose silk with branching floral motifs, which could also be made of plush, and were characterized by their shorter, thick threads on their surface that feel soft and pleasant to the touch. Colorful motifs were printed on which, due to the different stress during weaving, colorful contours of smeared, spilled motifs were created, causing an interesting visual effect. The brocade fabric was made using the Jacquard weaving technique, with partially or completely woven silver or gold threads, which enriched the expressiveness of the Jacquard pattern. These fabrics were also made of pure silk. Although silk fabric was a very sought-after commodity among the Bunyevtsi, and during one period they were also engaged in the cultivation of silkworms by producing cocoons, they preferred to buy ready-made silk fabric in Sombor shops owned by Deitch and Polacek, as well as Bechin.